This is episode 2206 of your daily guided meditation. How are you doing? I hope you are enjoying this week's theme of self-healing. It's a powerful one, and I've heard from many of you letting me know how you've realized some things that you might do that inhibit your healing. And this awareness is so powerful. How are you doing on your self-care quest this week? Do you notice a difference? It's the next to the last episode of this week. And in this episode of day six, you are guided as you layer together the different meditation techniques so that you can allow yourself to transition from whatever you were doing before you started meditating to a place of inner stillness. You can do this throughout your day as well without formally sitting down to meditate. When you layer techniques together, it draws you more inward. It detaches you from whatever's going on out there around you, which you oftentimes don't have a lot of control over. And it allows you to manage what you do have control over, and that is how you react to stress, to overwhelm, to whatever emotion you are experiencing. In today's episode, you also have what I like to call a fun and fearless challenge. This is an additional challenge outside of your weekly challenge, which is for you this week, to give yourself some self-care every single day. So your fun and fearless challenge that I encourage you to do today is to give yourself some self-care with someone else. Now, you might not be able to connect physically with anyone today, and that is fine, but you could call someone or write someone a letter or a very nice message. And this is a way of sharing with someone self-care. I encourage you to do some kind of self-care that helps you to laugh. When you meditate or do any kind of introspective ritual, it can get a little heavy, because you're spending so much time working on yourself and improving yourself. So this is a day to let loose and have fun with the week's theme and do some kind of self-care and include someone else. I am going to watch a funny movie. I plan on doing a lot of laughing with my family. So I'm wishing you many laughs today as you do your fun and fearless meditation challenge. Now, as you get ready to meditate, you are going to be guided today as you focus on the quality of truthfulness. This is from the book, Affirmations for Self-Healing. So you can go ahead now and get yourself in meditation position and begin to calm your mind and body. And I'd like you to think about your truth as you meditate today. And I'll be guiding you through all those techniques from this week. You may place your hands in the Shuni Mudra with your thumb tapped together with your middle finger, and your other fingers are extended just gently outward in a comfortable position. This is the mudra for patience. So truthfulness is not caustic statements of unpleasant facts and unflattering opinions. Such statements are usually born of pride. But truthfulness is the effort always to seek the divine truth behind appearances. It is the effort to express always that aspect of truth which may prove the most beneficial. Truthfulness as applied to yourself means not to hide behind self-flattering justifications, to look honestly at your real motives for doing anything, and not to flinch before unpleasant realities in yourself. Truthfulness means seeing things as they really are, but then looking more deeply for ways to improve those realities. So close your eyes now, and as you elevate them gently upward, feel within you your inner truth today. Begin to open up to some aspect of truth related to your self-healing. Relax your face and soften your jaw. Relax your throat and relax your neck. Relax your shoulders and feel your chest begin to open up to your heart, your truth, with gratitude and compassion. Relax your arms and your hands. You may hold them in the Shuni Mudra, touching your thumb to your middle finger. For patience. Truthfulness often does take patience. Be patient as you listen to your inner truth. Relax your stomach and relax your hips. Feel grounded to your space. Know where you are and what you're doing right now for yourself and why you're doing it. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Beautiful. Scan your body and notice where you're holding onto tension. Notice if there's some truth you need to listen to, where you hold tightness and tension. Consider your thoughts and notice if you have intrusive thoughts that may conceal some truth. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Mentally affirm, within me lies the energy to accomplish all that I will to do. As you inhale, inhale vitality. As you exhale, exhale fear. Inhale vitality in your body, in your mind, and with your spirit. As you exhale, release fear. Inhale vitality. Exhale fear. Feel your vitality at your stomach, your third chakra. Visualize the color yellow and visualize a flame softly glowing. Feel your passion and your zest for life fuel you and heal you. Feel it as a soothing balm as you heal. Now, with a straight spine and eyes gently uplifted, repeat out loud an affirmation for truthfulness. I accept the truth, knowing that at the heart of everything, the truth is always good. I accept the truth, knowing that at the heart of everything, the truth is always good. Now, in a whisper, I accept the truth, knowing that at the heart of everything, good. I accept the truth, knowing that at the heart of everything, the truth is always good. Now mentally repeat, I accept the truth, knowing that at the heart of everything, the truth is always good. I accept the truth, knowing that at the heart of everything, the truth is always good. continue meditating, opening up to your truth. You are so worth slowing down for.